WJRR, Cocoa Beach, Orlando.
I bring you a warning.
This program is recommended for mature audiences.
There's going to be fighting.
Basic naked women.
Bad language.
And worst of all,
people who are on drugs.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
It's the Fiasco.
Bad Lynch, Jocko, Bob, and Lana.
First of all, shit that smell like fish.
Two guys, one chick.
It's supposed to be the other way around.
I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole. It's in my pocket here.
Real Rock 101.
WJRR.
Hey, bro.
Wake up, Rock Hard, only on Real Rock 101 WJRR. There's Tool with Vicarious. Great way to start off a Friday, which kicks off a long holiday weekend. Good morning, everybody. Pat Lynch, Taco Bob, and Lana, our producer CJ, Shot Doctor with Sports Baldinger on traffic collectively, calling ourselves a fiasco. Big thanks to Lowe's for sponsoring the program this morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello, Lyncher.
You know what? Lynch and I are in a way better mood than you are today, Taco.
Oh, no, you're not. My Pistons won.
They almost blew it at the end last night. Miami came storming back, and damn well.
Came down to the wire, man.
Yeah, like, you watched the second of that game.
I didn't.
92-88 Detroit last night. That series is even up 1-1.
Lana says that you guys are in a much better mood. I think it has something to do with you being on vacation next week.
I wouldn't call it a vacation.
Oh, yeah, because where are you going again?
Ohio!
I'm going to the vortex of weirdness.
Awesome. That surprises me. I mean, as much as you bash the place, you're actually going there.
Going for a graduation, a friend of the family. And in between there, I have arranged to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Cool.
The Football Hall of Fame.
Cool.
And Cedar Point, which is the home of some of the biggest and fastest roller coasters in the entire world.
Neato.
I was going to say, whose graduation lasts a week? I'm going.
Well,
again, party.
Do something.
Still the vortex of weirdness. But anyway, you guys are not in a better mood than me because when you're on vacation...
You're on vacation.
Pretty much so. I'll be rolling in here about 6:02.
No, you won't. You'll be doing a highly entertaining show next week.
I know, but still.
Let's get an update on the roads here at 9 minutes after 6. What's up, Baldinger?
Hey, Fiasco. I'm Jay Spencer for Traffic 24/7. Go to WJRR.com. Keyword traffic.
Head to somewhere to eat fresh.
I guess Jay is doing traffic today. Baldinger.
Baldinger has off.
He's off today. All right.
4-day weekend. I got to give it to him.
No, he's here Monday, man. He's going to work Monday. Yeah.
Hey, I got a special guest calling in later on in the show, too. Do you guys watch Rescue Me?
I've seen the promos. I haven't watched it in the past, but I'm thinking about it starts next week, right?
Yes. It starts on Tuesday, so I've got Chief Riley calling in later.
Oh, what
this
is that
morning.
Actor's name? Jack
McGee.
McGee, yeah.
So, I'm a huge fan of the show, and I'm really looking forward to the third season coming up.
Does not surprise me she's a huge fan, because I know that all guys are into that show.
Going to give you all details on how you can grab some Four Boobs in the Morning limited edition t-shirts here in just a second. Want to remind you real quick, though, about the Purina one, or we wouldn't be talking about it. Now, back to what we were talking about with the Four Boobs in the Morning. Of course, that was our billboard campaign that we had up. How long did it last? Maybe 3.5 weeks?
I think a little over 3 weeks, yep.
Yeah.
And the billboards were eye-catching. They featured
Lana up there with her boobs.
And you guys staring at them.
Yes, and believe me, you don't notice us as much as you notice you. But anyway, some individuals, it started in the fine town of Lake Mary, were very upset over the billboards. They thought that they were objectionable. They thought that they were not proper. They thought that they were an eyesore. They thought that they were a distraction. Yes, they are all those things. That's why we put them up, so they draw
attention. It's a problem.
Anyway, ultimately, the billboard company had to relent and take them down. So that campaign is now over. If you ever want to see what it looked like or want a copy of it for yourself, we do have that on our website at WJRR.com on the Fiasco page. You can save it as a screensaver, print it off, whatever you want. Now, with that in mind, this morning... we've hijacked Buckethead's producer, Alter Boy. He's going to help us out this morning. We're going to send him up to Lake Mary. Probably do this sometime in the 7 o'clock hour as well. We had a whole mess of Four Boobs in the Morning limited edition t-shirts printed up.
Cool.
Like a bunch. We're talking hundreds or thousands, right?
Yeah, a lot. So we're going to send him up to Lake Mary, somewhere to be determined. When he gets there, he'll call us and tell us where he's at. And then if you commute, drive through that area, you simply can pull in this morning and have a t-shirt given to you for free. Now, we are asking that in exchange for that, you make a donation to cancer research, okay? We will take donations for that, breast cancer research, and we will donate anything we collect towards breast cancer research in the name of you all and this radio station, WJRR, and this morning show, The Fiasco.
It could be $5. It could be $10. It could be whatever you want. It could be a dollar. Just please give a donation because breast cancer sucks.
And it is just that. It's a donation. If you can't find it in yourself, you can still get a shirt, okay?
Exactly.
All right, that's the deal. So that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
And we'll announce where in Lake Mary Altar Boy will be.
We'll make it a real easy in and out accessible place, all right? So be tuned in for that. And it's our way of just saying, you know, hey, those billboards were not meant to be malicious or mean or anything. They were fun. They were funny. And they were meant to draw attention to this radio station and this show. And I think they served their purpose